Dorothea McCullough was only 19 years old when in 1904 she wrote her poem, My Country. She began writing it during a visit to England to express her nostalgia for the beauty of the Australian landscape and completed it later in Sydney. The poem speaks of her youthful, exuberant love of her country. During her lifetime, Dorothea McCullough wrote other poems and works of prose, but she's best known and loved for My Country, a poem recognized by most Australians and still learnt and recited by Australian schoolchildren today. Perhaps the reason for the lasting appeal of the poem can be found in the poet's own judgment of her work. All I can say of My Country is that I wrote it with sincerity. This recording of Dorothea McCullough reading My Country was made in 1958 and is the only recording she made of the poem.
This is Dorothea McCullough. My country, the love of field and coppice, of green shaded lanes, of ordered woods and gardens is running in your veins. Strong love of grey-blue distance, brown streams and soft dim skies. I know but cannot share it, my love is otherwise. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. The tragic ring-barked forests, stark white beneath the moon, the sapphire-misted mountains, the hot gold hush of noon, green tangle of the brushes where lithe lianas coil, and orchids deck the treetops, and ferns the crimson soil. Core of my heart, my country, her pitiless blue sky, wind sick at heart, around us we see the cattle die. But then the grey clouds gather, and we can bless again the drumming of an army, the steady, soaking rain. Core of my heart, my country, land of the rainbow gold, for flood and fire and famine she pays us back threefold. Over the thirsty paddocks watch, after many days, the filmy veil of greenness that thickens as we gaze. An opal-hearted country, a willful, lavish land. All you who have not loved her, you will not understand. Though earth holds many splendors, wherever I may die, I know to what brown country my homing thoughts will fly.